Okay, so what I'm gonna try to do is I'm gonna try to get us to the rest of this to the finish line. All right, so I think I lost Eric. So let me see. Oh no, there goes Eric.
There he is.
Let's see. I think I've also lost Brinielle.
Hi.
Yeah. So I'm gonna ask you guys to mute yourself because this is still recorded. This is still a board meeting. So please mute yourselves if you're not talking or a panelist. I am going to ask Yadira to do me a favor and to call Brinielle and
Natalie
and see if we can get them to see that we've sent a new link. Okay. Right. So let's see, so that we can move forward, let's go ahead, because we're gonna make the best of this. So what I wanted to present to this committee is the Veterans Employment Related Assistance Program, VEAP. As you know, this is a grant we recently applied for. We were recently awarded. We have since hired an individual who is a veteran to serve as the program and grant administrator over our VEAP program, but also over veterans programs in general. So what I'd like to do is at this time, I'd like to introduce Eric and have him, because of the sake of time, Eric, you're not gonna be able to go over your entire program design, but you can maybe do a quick elevator pitch. Okay, I got one more person joining us. There we go. All right, Eric,
you're
on mute and go ahead and introduce yourself and kind of real quick your program design.
Unmute myself again. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for inviting me back to this meeting again. So the VEAP program, just really quickly, our goal is to assist transitioning active duty personnel, veterans, and eligible surviving spouses with career navigation opportunities. VEAP itself is a career and supportive employment focus service offered through the Orange County, obviously, Workforce Development Board and Community Investment Division. Our aim is to try and definitely connect with veterans who are low income, underrepresented, facing barriers to employment by providing coaching, mentorship, career planning, and supportive case management so that they can actively engage in a career track to sustainable employment. We just had our recent first orientation. We sent out about 30 potential engagement pre-screened veterans with about 8 or 9 participants that showed up who had a very strong interest in engagement and participation within the program. Definitely plan to engage with a lot of our community partners to explore more opportunities and collaboration for the capacity building in this partnership. And also try and connect and enhance the program and delivery services with other WIOA type programs.
Thank you, Eric. Okay, so we're gonna move over to the next item, which is D, on the job training. I'm just gonna go ahead and introduce one of our new staff members who will be heading the on the job training program. She just started this week, so she's not gonna have a whole lot of updates for you other than to do a quick introduction so you guys can meet her. So Ron, I'm gonna go ahead and turn it over to you.
Hi, thanks. I appreciate that, Karma. Very excited to be here. We're gonna be focusing on connecting businesses with work-ready job seekers, of course. I've got plenty of things to work on now that I'm in my first week, just about finished with some of my onboarding training that's mandatory. So I'm really excited. I'm developing a go-to strategy to get out into the market in the region and meet with businesses as quickly as possible. So I'm here. I think I've been added to the updated phone list. Feel free to reach out, and I'm sure I'll be speaking with everybody very, very soon individually too. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. So then we're going to move on to Annette. Annette, can you give us an update on the regional 4.0?
Okay, so I know it says regional. I'm going to give you kind of update of region overall. So we have our regional plan went in and it was approved by Board of Supervisors on May 11th, but it did go into the state on April 30th. So the only thing we have left to do for our regional and local plans is to submit the signature page, which we need to get to the state by June 30th. So it's been approved by all boards, Santa Ana, Anaheim, and Orange County, as well as city councils and Board of Supervisors. We have the Orange County Regional Economic Strategy, the EDA Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy. We applied for a grant with EDA, which it did not get approved. We did talk to Will Marshall, who is the regional advisor for Southern California, and he did talk to us about how we might submit that again along with an actual project to get funding for the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy. So we're going to be looking at that to see if we are able to resubmit in that way. In addition to that, we will be as part of the regional 4.0 slingshot grant, we are going to be, that funding funds my position as a regional organizer for the Orange Regional Planning Unit. And so we are going to be starting up our, working on the sector strategies again. Prior to COVID, there was some work done by the board, which was done with John Melville, for some of you who may have participated in that, may recall that, with the next gen strategy. And so what we are going to do this time to get everything up and going, David Schinder with the state is providing technical assistance for our local area. We are gonna start with 3 work group meetings starting in June. We'll have one in June, July, and August. And there'll be a core group of people that kind of participate in the work groups to kind of, that's gonna be business representation, education, and workforce. And the goal with this work group would be to decide how we are going to move the region forward in sector strategies, look at different models that may be used to do that, that would fit for Orange County, as well as pick a industry sector that we're gonna initially focus on, as opposed to, I think originally, when you guys launched, you focused on all 4 industry sectors. So going forward, we're gonna pick one, we're gonna get that off and going, get some, you know, learn from that and then move on to the next sector. And we can see if at that point we can take on more than one, but our goal would be to get one going and strong and then try to move on. And so that work group would also be involved in deciding which sector should we start on. Any questions? Thank you. Karma, you're on mute.
So next we're gonna ask Anthony to give a quick update of the job fair. We've previously shared the job fair report with board members, but Anthony, if you could just give some quick highlights because we are short on time.
All right. Quick highlights of the job fair. Job fair happened on Wednesday, April 7th. The host of the job fair, Supervisor Lisa Bartlett, OC Community Services, and OC Workforce Development Board. We had 15 partners from from industry clusters. Everybody was doing referrals. Chamber of Commerce were referring different partners. We had business and professional all the way on to transportation as industry clusters. For performance, we had 156 employers attended the virtual job fair. They posted 730 jobs, of which 3,767 positions were available. We had 867 job seekers register for the event. 503 of them turned up on the day of the job fair, and 2,052 resumes were submitted. In terms of performance, one of the key things I think, if we look at all the years, one of the things I think we can take away from here is that the virtual job fair has a great impact in terms of its no cost. But if you look at it from a cost benefit analysis, huge turnout for employers with no cost to them, and employers, job seekers, it's easy access for them compared to all the other years when you actually have an in-person job fair. So it's actually the virtual job fair is a good way to go. In terms of the top 10 hiring companies, what we found is that almost 50% of the jobs that are available for the top 10 companies were from hospitality and healthcare, with other industries where it was the armed forces, retail, financial, and IT. If we look at the larger scale of all 156 companies were there, we analyzed the jobs that were available. Again, hospitality and healthcare took 50% of the jobs that were available, followed by government and retail services. So it kind of shows you where the market is going as the economy is opening up back, you know, food and beverage services are facilities are opening and so on. So this kind of gives you a market outlook. We sent out surveys to all the employers and job seekers just to get a feedback as to how did we do. Satisfaction, overall satisfaction from employers was an 87.5%. In terms of meeting good hiring prospects, 77.5% felt that they met expectations. We looked at repeat participation, staff assistance, ease of use of the platform, and how organized. I mean, it's an average of about, let's say, 80-85% across the board in terms of satisfaction for the event that was hosted. Our job seekers, 58.6% of them felt satisfied with the event. We had 76% of them felt that the job fair and the platform was easy to use. And across the board, if we have another one, 75% of them will come again. They felt that the staff that supported them were very helpful, and it was a very organized event. So follow-up activities. Right now, we are currently getting all the businesses registered in CalJobs. We're contacting, one of the key things is to find out how many people were hired from that job fair. So we're reaching out to all the employers 1 month after to find out how many they've hired, a little bit of an effectiveness. And then we have a job fair that happened on May 5th, that this was the D4 job fair with Supervisor Doc Chafee. For that job fair, we had 311 job seekers attending and 89 employers. We will present at the next meeting a more detailed analysis of that job fair in terms of survey results, numbers that were hired. We need at least a month out to have that statistics available for you. And for our job fair calendar, we're looking at June 6th, Anaheim Chamber of Commerce has a job fair. And on June 23rd, District 2 with Supervisor Katerina Foley, we are hosting a job fair on June 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So that summarizes everything that's happening on our job fair end. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. So I'm gonna go into location updates. Since it's just you, Rob, on the call, I think you know that we are still working on South County. We've made some progress. We hope to have a lease agreement signed soon. That's the update for the locations. Adriana, can you go to the rest of the list and make sure that I've covered everything?
Sure. Let me take a look here.
I think that's every, oh, no.
This is the grant.
Yeah, so then, the mandates. So I think I'm gonna need to present this up to as a discussion item or an item to the executive committee and full board, Rob, just because everyone is not on this call. We do have some mandated timelines that I need to accomplish this upcoming year. And so I wanted to highlight some of that with this committee, just so they'd be aware of what we need to work on, because I think we're gonna need to establish an ad hoc committee to get some of this work done. So I'm gonna flash my screen. Give me just a second.
Oh, let me stop sharing.
Yeah, please. And I'm going to rotate this. Okay. All right. Let me know when you can see my screen. Are you able to see it?
Not yet.
There we go.
Great. So I just want to highlight to, I wanted to highlight to this committee some of these important assignments or not assignments, tasks that are due to the state. But Rob, I think what I'll do is I'll take it to the executive and full board. I just want to highlight, we have to do our new MLU and infrastructure agreement. It's due. In addition to that, we have to work on our local area subsequent designation, local board recertification, our AJCC certification as well. In addition to that, we've got to re-procure our Title I career service provider for adult and dislocated worker this upcoming year. Rob, do you have any questions or concerns about any of this? I'm just going to take it up to executive and full board to make sure that everybody's on board of some of the things that we need to work on.
Yeah, no, I don't. Thank you.
Okay. And then, Adriana, the next item. I'm going to stop sharing so you can bring it back up.
Okay.
All right, so then the Business and Recovery Call Center, we've asked Lisa to do a quick presentation. Lisa, can you give us a quick update on what our numbers have been for the call center?
Yes, are you able to hear me?
I'm able to hear you, but we can't see you. Can you?
Oh, yes. Okay. So I'm here today on behalf of the Economic Business Recovery Call Center. And up to date, we do have 17,335 clients that have been assisted through our call center. We provide personalized support and information on CARES Act, community resources, and other business recovery resources. During our third quarter, we assisted a total of 2,039 clients, putting our year to date to 3,044 calls. Does anyone have any questions?
Thank you for that update, Lisa.
Of course.
Okay, so next is the grant matrix. Adriana, can we go down to page 115 and 117? And we'll just go over just all the new grants that we've applied for or received. Erin, can you give us an update on that?
Sure. So the two newest grants that we received are the VEEP grant and the Regional 4.0. And so we've already kind of heard a little rundown on both of those, but both of them did start April 1st. And VEEP is a 2-year grant and a slingshot is 18 months. And then we do have one pending application, and that is Pathways Home. And it was a Department of Justice application, and we're waiting to hear back on that. It's a partnership with Sheriff's Department to provide additional services within the OLACI. And those are all the updates.
Thank you. And so then the last item on the agenda is discussion. And so Rob, we do have a discussion item, but we may wait if you are okay with it. I'd prefer to wait for the executive and full board meeting. One of our service providers has asked to conduct a system release that will affect our performance. So I wanna make sure that I ask this board for their feedback on whether or not we grant the service provider's request. Okay, and so outside of that, that's all the items that we have to present to you today. Do you have any questions or concerns?
Full 2 hours.
We'll work on making this a little shorter.
I know, but it's important, all of it is, and I know that the regular board doesn't get all the bits and pieces of everything, but it's all good work at the end of the day. So I do appreciate the staff and the new staff that came on board, and I appreciate the feedback on the surveys because it gives us a kind of like a quick litmus test of how are we doing. And I certainly would be very interested in how many people did get jobs, because that is how we're all measured at the end of the day. But I appreciate all the work. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, if there's nothing else, we're going to go ahead and adjourn for today. Thank you all for your attendance and for your feedback and engagement. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.